We were over at IHOP, and Tommy, the leader over there, Proclaimers, we were seeing a couple, and he listened down, and he said, "Get that Pentecostal girl to sing another one down there, talking about Hattie on the end," and I got so tickled. Oh, my goodness. What a joy to come into God's house. That service on Friday night was special, folks, and if you were here, I hope you just take what you felt within your heart of hearts and just hold on to it. When I was young, that's a long time ago for some of you. I know you're going to say something, so. Occasionally, you'd have a bump or a scrape or fall down, you know. And Mom or Pop would bring what's known as the liniment. Now, remember that one, Lori? It was in this bottle. It was orange. It was absolutely the worst smelling thing that I have ever smelled in my life. I don't know if it was for humans, for kids, and for horses. I don't know what this was for. But come in here and let me rub this on it. Make it feel better. And as much as you stood there and you had your nose kind of pinched and over like that, you know, and to put it on, this stuff worked. I don't know what was in it. It's probably outlawed today. Well, I don't know. It was something that they probably found. But I'll tell you one thing. It worked. Because it took that pain away. And I'm here to tell you, that service Friday night, it took some pain away. I know when Leslie was sharing a little bit about how sometimes you're dealing with stuff and you're going through pains and all like that. And that pain can be physical, but I tell you, those pains can also be of the heart. And I serve a God that is there to take the pain away. Don Hartzell walked in this morning. He said, "I got one question for you." I said, "Okay, Don. Have you retired yet or you're still working?" I said, "Well, Don." I said, "It's been my plan over the last couple months at the condos to kind of cut back to about a day of the week. The only days I'm working now are the ones that end with Y. It just hasn't quite seemed like it's gotten there yet. You know, we got stuff to do, and we're kind of behind. We're trying to catch up with the guys, and we're kind of morphing into what we need to make this thing work." But people asked me about it, and they said, "Well, why are you there?" I said, "Well, it's the benefits, folks. I was very fortunate to work in a job for over 30 years where they're paid every bit of my medical and every bit of my mental. I thought you'd get that one. Or dental, either one you want to walk about. Mental, dental. And because I tell you, I've always feared that day when, you know, with cost of health, where doctors going to write on the prescriptions, take one pill when you think you can afford it. That's been my fear. So the reason I'm there is they cover my medical, still cover my dental, you know, working days. So I'm there for the benefits. But I want to read to you about benefits. The thing that's touched my soul so many times is reading Psalm 103. And you notice I've been preaching out of these psalms because for some reason I go back to them, I start reading them, and they just simply bless my soul. And this begins in the first verse of Psalm 103. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." I love that old song we used to sing. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. For He has done great things. For He has done great things." Don't let me get sidetracked. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And look at this second verse. It says, "And forget not all his benefits. Forget not all of God's benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Heavenly Father, I add a special blessing under the reading of your word today, and God, open our minds and hearts so that we can receive that special truth, each one. God, we ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Serving God has benefits. I know the spirit that I felt when I walked out of this sanctuary on Friday night. And folks, you don't realize, sometimes I need to go to church because a lot of times I don't feel like I go to church. A lot of times I feel like that, and I tell you, I'm right where God wants me to be. I want to thank Him so much for the opportunity to be used of Him, to serve Him. But sometimes, and Terry and different ones will tell you the same thing, sometimes we've got stuff going on, you're kind of figuring out all the pieces, and you have responsibilities, and have. Sometimes, I just want to go to church. Sometimes, I just want to sit in His presence. Sometimes, I just want to drink it in. And Friday night, I was doing that. Those guys were singing. People were just praising God. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that there were hearts that were touched. What does He do with His benefits? He forgives all your iniquities. This is such a precious chapter. Later on in this chapter, it reads down in the 8th verse, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy." It reads later on that He has not dealt with us according to our iniquities, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards those who fear Him. He has taken our sins and scattered them as far as the east is from the west." Later, "As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it and is gone, and in its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." I find strength in the Lord. I find strength, I find forgiveness in the Lord. It says here in the second part of this third verse, "who heals all your diseases." One of the greatest questions that's ever been posed unto me, and I know that you've thought about this many times, and I know this question's possibly been brought to you. Why does God heal some and not others? I'm here to tell you the answer that you can rely on. I don't know. I have never known. There are questions, there are people in my family, in my life that I've lost, and just I still have question after question. But I'm here to tell you today, God still loves you. He heals all your diseases. So many times I find people who received a touch from God, either physical or situation, something that God has just come in and He has healed. But sadly, I see people that are still, they're kind of licking the old wounds. Sometimes you just got to realize what God's Word says about you. When God forgives you, He forgives you. It says the old fellow, he took it out to the deepest part of the sea, dropped it down, tied a rock around it, and put up a sign that said, "No fishing here." That's what He does when God forgives you. And when He heals you, No matter if it's the situation, no matter if it's, I got people I talked to this week, and they were just, you know how somebody, they just want to bring it up. Something in the past, and they just want to, you know how they do it? They just want to bring it up. Here you go. Yeah, they just want to bring it up. And sometimes, you have to live bigger than that. You got to say, tell you what, I know it may be a trouble. I know you may be struggling with it. I know it may be hard for you to let it go. But that's not what this word that I have open in front of me says. He redeems your life from destruction. I'm all tongue-tied today. I got to borrow somebody else's teeth today or something. Hattie went and bought 3 pairs of glasses for me. This is the first pair. It's a little crooked. It's actually been glued on this side. So I sent her a text and I said, it would be okay if I possibly could have the second pair of glasses. In all of her warmth and kindness, she gave them to me. And I put them away and can't find them. And I've been afraid to tell her. I got one more pair left. This old pair has got scratches on it. See it in the front? Maybe that's why I'm messing up so much today. I said some time ago, I wish the people that come to Mount Calvary and left their reading glasses would leave a 2.0s. They got scratches on them because they've been used. They got smudges on them because I never clean them. It's true. I couldn't fix them because how in the world, if you break your reading glasses, how can you see to fix them? I never figured it out. But I've worked with them. I've dropped them a number of times. A little scarred up and they got scuffs on them, and that's right, they haven't been clean. But I tell you one thing. Without them, I couldn't read a thing. There are lives, there are people under the sound of my voice that are a little scratched up. You may be broken, and you may be a little offline about like these things are. I'll tell you one thing. There's a God who will do what He said, who tells you not to forget any of His benefits, who will forgive all of your iniquities, who will heal you from all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. And this is where it gets to the good part. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Crowns you simply means that He allows you to be in a place where you should be. Every time I walk into this church on a Sunday morning and I feel the joy, I feel like that I am in a place where I can come in and be myself, because that's the way that God has made me. He knows me. He knows me. I don't have to put on any airs. I don't have to try to act all spiritual. I can see Earl and Buddy falling over laughing if I try to do that one time. Now for today's sermon. And finally, who satisfies your mouth with the good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. you need healing, you come to Jesus. If there's something in your life that you just need to just put it away, you come to Jesus. If you have questions that you don't have an answer for, you come to Jesus. And I'll tell you one thing. He will give you something that you've never had before. The most important thing in that concert on Friday night is a gentleman who I talked to outside. He talked to Tommy, and old Tommy Watley, I'd never seen him give an invitation in a concert, and he did. As a gentleman caught him outside, caught him here in the room and started talking to him about it, he said, I've moved into a little living area just right around the corner. He said, I'm from Pennsylvania. He said, always went to the certain church, certain denomination. He said, and I'd never heard music like this. He said, but more importantly, I never really felt anything like I've felt tonight. Thomas says, well, let's pray. Let's pray. And they prayed. And he went over and just grabbed some CDs and gave to him. Wouldn't take a penny. He said, go. And the fellow called me outside and started talking to me. And I said, oh my goodness. What a change. What a change when a person receives something from God that they've never felt before. We are so blessed here. I know that there are people today that, wow, got a lot of questions, got a lot of hurts, got a lot of pain, got a lot of suffering. But I serve a God. I serve a God. I serve a God. And I thank God for it. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today. And Heavenly Father, you have blessed us. We thank you for each one taking part in the service today. And God, we thank you most of all for sending your Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, to direct us. God, we know we want to be challenged within our hearts of heart to remember each one of these benefits that you give us. And God, never let us come complacent into the house of the Lord. God, we thank you for what you're doing in lives. We thank you for the changes that you're making. We thank you for allowing us to serve you. God, once again, lift up each one of the prayer requests, especially those that are physically suffering today. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. And God, be your will to bring us back to sing praises unto you again. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. I want to do two things very quickly. Lily, we didn't get a chance to sing happy birthday to you. She ran out of here so quick the other day like that. She thought I was going to preach a long time.